AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace, breaking crime news now. Idaho inmate Skylar Mee taken to the hospital for a self-inflicted injury. He refuses treatment, so three cops walk him back out to the transport van. In the parking lot, accomplice Nicholas Umfenauer starts shooting at the guards. He grabs Meade and hops in a waiting car. On the run, Meade and Umfenauer kill two elderly men.
Nancy Tia Garcia drove the getaway car and tried to falsely report her car stolen after the incident to deny culpability. Meade and Umfenauer killed James Monty while stealing his car, a minivan they took to Gerald Henderson's remote cabin. Henderson took Umfenauer in his late teens, but Henderson was also found dead after his encounter with the men.
Meade and Umfenauer, who were housed together in prison, captured 36 hours after the break. Both facing homicide, Umfenauer additionally charged with 3 counts ag battery on a cop. Florida cops stumble across a real-life Oscar the Grouch. Drunk James Weeks found sitting naked in a trash can. When cops ask for ID, he refuses to ID himself and tells them he's allowed to be drunk in a trash can. The incident comes after Weeks and a buddy previously arrested for stripping naked outside a Tampa bar. Weeks pleads guilty to disorderly conduct and resisting an officer. Talk about one in the can. More crime and justice news after this.
In the 1980s and 90s, New York City needed a tough cop like Detective Louis Scarcella.
Putting bad guys away. There's no feeling like it in the world.
He was the guy who made sure the worst killers were brought to justice.
That's one version.
This guy is a piece of shit.
Derek Hamilton was put away for murder by Detective Scarcella.
In prison, Derek turned himself into the best jailhouse lawyer of his generation.
And the law was my girlfriend. This is my only way to freedom.
Derek and other convicted murderers
started a law firm behind bars.
We never knew we had the same cop in the case.
Scarcella.
We gotta show that he's a corrupt cop.
They can go f*** themselves.
I'm Steve Fishman.
And I'm Dax Devlin Ross. And this is The Burden.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And to hear episodes 1 week early and ad-free with exclusive bonus content, subscribe to True Crime Clubhouse on Apple Podcasts.
Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in Wisconsin, where a 33-year-old man has been charged with the murder of a woman whose leg was discovered on the shore of a lakefront park not far from Milwaukee. We turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online for more.
An indictment filed in Milwaukee County Circuit Court charges Maxwell Anderson with first-degree intentional homicide, mutilating a corpse, and arson in the death of Shade Robinson. Anderson is currently behind bars. 2 days after a passerby discovered Anderson's leg in Cudahy's Warnemont Park, located near Lake Michigan, Anderson, a Milwaukee resident, was taken into custody on April 4th. The leg was severed at the hip. A friend had reported Robinson missing on April 2nd. According to the complaint, a worker at the building where Robinson resided informed authorities that Robinson was looking forward to a date she had scheduled for April 1st. On that evening, surveillance footage from a restaurant revealed Robinson and Anderson seated together at the bar. The next morning, her burned-out vehicle was discovered. On April 5th and 6th, more human remains were discovered. According to investigators, those remains have not been conclusively identified as Robinson's. Milwaukee County Sheriff Danita Ball told reporters, quote, "At this time, we don't believe there are any other victims out there."
Anderson is being held on a $5 million bond and is set for a preliminary examination on April 22nd.
there are no longer sex crimes charges against a Southern California Marine suspected of having sex with a missing 14-year-old girl discovered in his room at Camp Pendleton Barracks last summer. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner with more details given by military officials.
Our friends with the San Diego Union-Tribune are reporting that Private First Class Avery Rosario entered a guilty plea to breach of restriction, according to a deal presented by his defense attorney. Rosario was effectively fired from the Marine Corps without a dishonorable discharge after serving his sentence and agreeing to be administratively separated. Prior to the plea agreement, Rosario was charged with sexual assault when the missing minor was found in his room on June 28. The defendant's lawyer stated that Rosario believed the girl to be an adult. After the incident, the girl was returned to family members. A military spokeswoman informed the Union Tribune that the decision to reject claims that Rosario had sexually abused a juvenile was made after conferring with the girl and her family by way of the girl's attorney. Following the hearing, an NBC San Diego reporter was informed by the teen's relatives that the family did not wish to comment on the case. The San Diego County Sheriff's Department says that it was 4 days after the teen vanished on June 13th that her grandmother reported her as a runaway. The grandmother informed investigators that the teenager had fled before, but had typically returned in a short amount of time. In court, Rosario's attorney, Captain Catherine Malcolm, said that the Marine had met the teenager on the Tinder dating app and stated that her client had a genuine belief that the teen was 21 years old.
The Union Tribune also reported that Rosario's friends had informed authorities that they also believed the girl to be in her early 20s.
Thanks, John. Rebecca DeMori drives to Odessa, Texas to pick up a sick relative, but then she has her own medical emergency. She goes to the hospital, and when she's released, she says she's walking back to her hotel, but she never makes it. Family reports her missing. Surveillance footage shows a man helping her into his white work truck. When cops interview him, he says he met her on a dating app and offered her a ride, telling cops he dropped her off near Moss Avenue in Odessa, but they find unspecified bodily fluids and possibly blood in the cab of his truck. He has since stopped cooperating and is called a POI person of interest, but never publicly named. Rebecca DeMore, now missing a year. If you have info on Rebecca DeMore, call Odessa, Texas PD 432-335-4609. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.